open our eyes to see you high and lift it up. For we worship you alone, oh Lord. Sing. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Sing, open the eyes. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open our eyes. Sing it out. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want.
My heart, I want to see you.
lift it up today.
Amen. What a great song and a great prayer to open with. Yes, we do want to see Jesus Christ more and more. Why don't you turn in your Bibles to Psalm 73. That is our scripture reading for this morning. And it is the prosperity of the wicked. Why do the wicked prosper? Boy, especially around this 9/11 time, 15 years since the most wicked thing took place here in the United States. And yet, at the same time, the sorrow of the godly becomes a stumbling block. When we see the wicked prospering and we're trying to do what's right, it really becomes a stumbling block until, the psalmist says, until they see it from God's perspective and with eternity in view and where the wicked are headed. So why don't you follow along with me in your Bibles or in the overhead, Psalm 73. Surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet came close to stumbling. My steps had almost slipped, for I was envious of the arrogant. I saw the prosperity of the wicked, for there are no pains in their death, and their body is fat. They are not in trouble like other men, nor are they plagued like mankind. Therefore, pride is their necklace. The garment of violence covers them. Their eye bulges from fatness. The imagination of their heart runs riot. They mock and wickedly speak of oppression. They speak from on high. They have set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue parades through the earth. Therefore, his people return to this place, and waters of abundance are drunk by them. And they say, how does God know? And is there knowledge with the Most High? Behold, these are the wicked, and always at ease. They have increased in wealth. Surely in vain I have kept my heart pure and washed my hands in innocence. For I have been stricken all day long and chastened every morning. If I had said, I will speak thus, behold, I should have betrayed the generation of thy children. When I pondered to understand this, it was troublesome in my sight until I came into the sanctuary of God. Then I perceived their end. Surely thou dost set them in slippery places. Thou dost cast them down to destruction. How they are destroyed in a moment. They are utterly swept away by sudden terrors. Like a dream when one awakes, O Lord, when aroused, thou wilt despise their form. When my heart was embittered and I was pierced within, then I was senseless and ignorant. I was like a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast taken hold of my right hand, and with thy counsel thou wilt guide me, and afterwards receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And besides thee, I desire nothing on earth. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For behold, those who are far from thee will perish. Thou hast destroyed all those who are unfaithful to thee. But as for me, the nearness of God is my good. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell all thy works. Father, we do thank you, Lord, for your works. We thank you for your promises. Lord, we thank you that even though we might see injustice on planet Earth and we might see evil men prospering, and Lord, it hurts our heart. Lord, we wonder, where is the God of all eternity? Where is the God of justice? And yet, Lord, when we come into your sanctuary, when we read your word, when we understand who you are and your mercy and your grace, your love is being extended way beyond the wickedness of men, that you might draw them into salvation. For once they leave this life, it is an eternal destruction, an eternal separation from the true and living God. There's weeping, wailing, gnashing of teeth for all eternity. Lord, so what we don't understand, Lord, we come to you, Lord, and we rest in your wisdom and your knowledge, your understanding of these things, and we place ourselves at your disposal, Lord, that we might be those that are used by you for good, to bring salvation to a dying world. So let us, Lord, be light. Let us be salt in this world, Lord, that we might have that savor of an eternal life with those that are perishing. We thank you so much for the opportunity this morning to study your word and to worship you. So, Lord, receive from our hearts all that we are. Let us worship you in spirit and in truth now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may stand or be seated, but let's worship the Lord together.
There's no name higher, no name stronger. Great. Worship you, and as we open up the eyes of our hearts, Lord, to see you, for your love endures forever, Lord. Greater is the one who's in us, greater is the one who calls our name. Stronger is the one within us. Stronger is the one who fights for us. He will never fail. You will never fail. For your love endures forever. For your with your light, your love endures forever. never alone with you. Let's all stand. Give him praise and honor. Father God, this is our prayer in the desert, Lord. Lord, when we feel dry, I pray, God, we lift up our eyes to you, Lord, today.
Feels right.